Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an AMENT style break roll and tightening it into a proper roller element in Ableton Live 12, something that feels powerful, controlled, and timeless. Not just more drum hits, but real forward motion. That hypnotic push you hear in Jungle, Dark Roller DNB, and those deeper halftime adjacent grooves. The big idea here is simple. We want momentum, not chaos. We want the break to feel alive, but still leave room for the bass line and atmosphere to do their job. If your amen currently feels loose, messy, or a little too break-a-random for a clean roller, this is exactly the kind of approach that will lock it in. Let's start by loading the amen break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If it needs warping, keep it subtle. Use beats mode, and try transient or 1/16 preservation depending on how the loop behaves. But here's the first teacher note. In DNB, the amen often works better when you control it with slices instead of stretching the whole loop into shape. If the warp starts smearing the transients, don't fight it. Slice it. You've got two solid options in Live. You can right-click and slice the break to a new MIDI track, which gives you a drum rack with individual chops, or you can load the break into simpler and switch to slice mode. Either way, the goal is the same. Turn the break into a phrase instrument, not just a looping audio file. That's the mindset shift. Now, before you start placing notes, listen to the break and identify the core pieces. The important stuff is usually the main kick, the snare anchors, the ghost snares, the hats, and those little in-between shuffle bits. For a roller, the snare identity is everything. That snare is the phrase marker. It tells the listener where the groove lies. If you bury it under too much clutter, the break stops feeling like motion and starts feeling like noise. So when you build the pattern, think in accent groups, not just more hits, but big anchor hit, small lead in, response, reset. That call and response shape is what keeps the amen musical even when it gets dense. A strong anchor hit, a few smaller lead ins, then a clear response. That's the engine. Let's build a two-bar roll conceptually. In bar one, keep a strong kick on the downbeat, some ghost notes leading toward the snare, a solid snare on beat two, then a bit of hat movement after it. In bar two, repeat the idea, but change something small. Maybe one extra ghost note, maybe a tiny shuffle, maybe a little turnaround at the end to reset the phrase. And here's the key, don't make every hit the same. A timeless roller breathes. Main snare hits should be strong, usually in the 110 to 127 velocity range. Ghost notes should stay much lower, maybe in the 25 to 70 range. Hats can live in the middle. If everything is loud, nothing feels important. Contrast is what creates drive. Now, let's tighten the timing. A common mistake is overquantizing the amen until it sounds stiff and robotic. You do want control, but you want selective control. Quantize only if necessary, and if you do, use 1/16 or 1/32 as a starting point. Then manually nudge specific hits. This is where Ableton's groove pool becomes really useful. You can extract groove from another loop, or use a subtle swing setting, and then apply just 10 to 30% groove to the amen. That keeps the human feel without letting the pattern drift. A nice trick is to keep the kick transients a little closer to the grid for punch, let ghost notes sit slightly behind for drag, and even pull some snare anchors a touch earlier if the groove feels lazy. That contrast between tight and loose is what gives you that rolling sensation. Next, shape the hits. In simpler, you can reduce decay on longer hits, smooth clicks with fade, and use the filter to trim harsh top end if needed. In audio clips, use clip gain to even out loud fragments and make sure ghost notes don't disappear completely. The goal is very clear. The main snares should command attention, the ghost hits should imply motion, and nothing should jump out so much that it breaks the roller flow. Now let's process the break bus. A solid chain using stock Ableton tools might start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up sub rumble. If the break is boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs some air, a gentle shelf around 7 to 10 kHz can help. Then bring in drum bus with a little drive, maybe some subtle crunch, and just a touch of positive transients. Keep boom low unless you really want extra low thump. After that, glue compressor can help the break feel like one moving unit. Think moderate ratio, medium attack, auto or fairly quick release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. Finish with saturator for a little density and soft clipping, just enough to make it feel glued, not crushed. A really nice move here is parallel processing. Instead of destroying the main break, duplicate it or use a return track and process that layer more aggressively. Add drum bus, saturator, maybe a little redux for grime, and blend it quietly under the main break. That gives you thickness and old-school dirt without losing clarity. The clean break stays upfront, and the parallel layer adds weight and texture underneath. Now the part that makes or breaks the roller, the relationship with the bass line. This is where a lot of great drum ideas fall apart. If the bass and break are both trying to dominate the same rhythmic space, the groove gets messy fast. So loop your break with the bass line and listen carefully. Are the snare hits clashing with bass note attacks? Is the kick masking the sub? Are the ghost notes filling every gap that the bass needs? If something feels crowded, simplify before you add more. Remove a ghost note. Shift a chopped fragment a few milliseconds. Thin the break in the exact pocket where the bass needs power. The drums should drive the bass, not compete with it. Now let's make the loop evolve. A roller should feel alive over time, even if the core pattern stays the same. That means small changes every 2, 4, 8, or 16 bars. Maybe the intro starts filtered and sparse with atmosphere around it. Maybe the drop opens up fully with the snare weight exposed. Maybe the second phrase removes a ghost note or adds one little fill. Maybe the top end slowly opens with auto filter. Maybe you throw a subtle echo on a single hit, or use a touch of reverb on a send. Small moves, big effect. And because this lesson sits in the atmosphere's area, remember this. The break shouldn't exist in a vacuum. It should live inside space. Add a dark pad, a texture, maybe some vinyl dust or foley, but high-pass it so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Keep it wide and subtle. The atmosphere provides scale, and the break provides motion. That combo's classic rolling DNB. A few extra coaching points before we wrap up. Protect the snare identity at all costs. Let the break breathe in layers. Use silence as a tool, because one missing ghost note can make the next hit feel massive. And avoid perfect repetition. Even tiny changes every 2 bars make the loop feel intentional instead of loop to death. If you want to push the sound darker and more timeless, try a little controlled aging. Roll off some of the ultra-clean sparkle. Emphasize density over brightness. Use saturation instead of huge EQ boosts. You want worn but powerful, not glossy and overprocessed. And if you want the top-end texture to feel wider, widen only the hats or room components, not the whole break. Keep the low percussion centered so the groove still hits in the club. Here's a fast practice exercise. Import an amen break, slice it to a drum rack, and build a 2-bar loop with 2 strong snares, 4 to 6 ghost notes, and a few hat fragments. Add light groove at around 10 to 20%. Process the drum bus with EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor. Then add a simple sub or reese underneath it. Make one variation in bar 2 by removing a hit, adding a ghost note, or shifting a fill fragment. Then listen for momentum, snare clarity, bass interaction, and whether the loop still feels good after 8 bars. If you want a reload test, export the loop and listen outside the session. If it still drives after 30 seconds, you're in the zone. So the takeaway is this. Tightening an Amen-style break roll is not about stuffing in more detail. It's about shaping motion. Slice the break for control, keep the snare strong, let ghost notes create movement, tighten with groove and micro-tining, process gently and leave room for the bass and atmosphere. When you do that, the Amen stops being just a break and becomes a living part of the track's momentum. That's how you get that timeless roller push. Clean, heavy, human, and moving forward.